Vanetics with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, a series of weekly teachings on spiritual leadership, soul growth, and the principles of divine administration, presented by the Mandate of the Bright and Morning Star at the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. The title of this teaching is Security in Uncertainty. Here is Neon Emerson Chase.
It's a very powerful section, but to think that we have not only the fragment of the Father working within us, we have also, as we know, the Spirit of Truth and the Holy Spirit. But in this section, it's focusing on the fragment of the Father working with us, but also the angel and the angels who work with us and the seraphim. And what this seraphim described of human subject and just the duality, the polarity that we all live in here and that pull that we constantly are in, that duality, that dual nature, as we progress in eternity and ascend, our dual nature becomes more it becomes more of one, where we won't feel so split in this. And of course, as we move into a Urantia body, we won't feel as split as we do with all of our needs and the bodies that we're in and the chemical needs. And it talks about several places in the Urantia book, and it refers to here too, how we so often are controlled by the chemical energy in our body, too. And so it is important what we take into our bodies, that can impact our state of mind and our emotions also. That's why we talked earlier about sugar, and too much sugar is like poison, and the book, The Sugar Blues, because it can, you get high for a minute and then you crash. You crash in your emotions as well as in your energy. And I think all of us who've had problems eating too much of that or anything, that we've experienced that crash. In the first paragraph, which is talking about, all of this is talking about, it's an extension of what we read last week about the human paradox, uncertainty versus security. Living on a world in time and space, especially this world, it's filled with uncertainties. And there's no way that we cannot have complete certainty. We will always have uncertainties. We will always have challenges and struggles. The security is found in God. And I'll tell you a story of in this country and other countries too, the attachment to financial security. And we're trained from the time we're practically in first grade, you know, that our education is for the purpose in the end to have a good job and have financial security, investing our money so that we have financial security if something happens, that we have financial security when we retire, and on and on. And we know that there are a large portion of humankind who have no security at all. They don't even have finances, let alone security that they're going to have a meal that day. Some people don't have the security of a home or a roof over their heads. But wherever we are at, I don't care if we're a billionaire, we're going to have uncertainties. When I first met, before I met Talias Van, I knew, and you know, most of you know this story, I knew that I needed to leave where I was at and leave that financial security of a job and the security of knowing where the next paycheck was coming from, the security of living in a community where I was respected and I had a nice circle of friends and my parents were nearby who I loved very much and enjoyed their company, and on and on. And yet the call of God was to leave all that, and that I was to go into full-time mission work or ministry. And of course, I had no idea what that was. And of course, that part of me that liked that financial security recoiled at the idea of not having that, being a single parent with three kids also makes it even a little more scary. So I had all of that that I had to wrestle with for a couple years. I did take the leap in faith and inform the school that I worked at that I wouldn't be renewing my contract. And of course, the majority of people who also believed in that financial security didn't understand my decision and thought I was going through a midlife crisis and making a big mistake. And yet I had the security of knowing that I was hearing clearly from God and that He wanted this in me. And there was that big part of me that just needed to get out of what I was in, that I needed to move forward in my adventure of living on this planet. So that was a huge, huge leap in faith to do that. And then when I met Tali S. Van, the door opened, and he already had been there and done that. So for him, well, yeah, you're living in faith now, kind of thing. I remember one time Celestial Over Control telling us, we're going to ask you to do a lot of things, and it feels like you're on the edge of a cliff, and we're asking you to jump. You don't know what's at the bottom because you can't even see the bottom. But you'll find out if you trust and take that leap in faith that you're going to land on something that's very soft and will, you'll bounce back up and move forward. And basically, it has been that way. Most of our fears we know are our own making. And because we fear the unknown. And so that's part of our animal inheritance. And it's understandable that we do want to have some security and safety. The second paragraph about the adjuster wanting to be, we think, well, God's going to take me out of all these problems. And, of course, that's an unrealistic expectation because it's not going to happen. And we will still continue to live life on this world, such a life on such a planet. And we will have struggles. We will have difficulties. But the beautiful thing is that the adjuster is there with us. And if we allow the adjuster to travel with us, and we share our experiences with the adjuster. Remember in one of the previous sections we had read about the soul and the adjuster, that the adjuster wants to share our lives. He wants us to share our lives with it and back and forth. And again, it's brought up in this paragraph. And how do you do that? Well, the word mindful is a real popular concept right now, being mindful. We know that the adjuster resides and works with our minds, helps us with our attitude adjustments only if we allow it, and adjusting our thoughts. That's the role. And so if we become mindful, we're open up and we know that the adjuster is with us, and we share with the adjuster our thoughts about what we're going through, and we will be comforted and inspired by the thought adjuster. We'll be enthralled and intrigued with life and our experiences as long as we're sharing our lives with a thought adjuster, as long as we are mindful. And I personally have experienced all of those. I feel comforted. I'm inspired almost every day. I'm definitely enthralled and intrigued with life. And it's very exciting. And at the same time, I can mumble and grumble about the challenges in life. But as long as I allow that thought adjuster to work with me, I do change. And so it also in the third paragraph, it points out that, and I've experienced every single one of these, that the thought adjusters will show us a spiritual perspective. When we're looking at something and we're only looking at it like through a straw, the thought adjuster can say, and widen it and expand it and have us have a farther seen perspective of it, and then it's not such a big problem. Taliesin has said years and years ago, we need to learn to be in the eternal moment. Right there, the eternal moment is an expression of the duality. We're creatures of time and space, the moment, and we struggle with that. Yet we have the potential of being creatures of eternity. And so we have to deal with all of the things that come up in our lives on this material world in time and space, and yet we can have the vision of eternity, which we are part of. And that's being in the eternal moment. That's being mindful. That's sharing your life with the thought adjuster. We read about the inner life in this paper also a couple Sundays ago and how important that is. In order for us to share our lives with a thought adjuster, that means we do have to have that inner life because he is part of our inner life. And we can be strengthened in our minds and in our higher motives if we allow the thought adjuster to be part of us. We can be cheered by the thought adjuster. We can become overwhelmed by problems and how messed up the world is or how messed up we are. But again, with that attitude adjustment, with a change in our thoughts, a spiritizing of our thoughts, our emotions can change to cheerfulness. We can be cheered, we can be encouraged, we can be enlightened and inspired when our viewpoint becomes more universal and we begin to understand more God's universe laws. So, though we will experience within us that duality, we can experience it a lot less and be less frantic and agitated about it with the thought adjuster walking with us and sharing it with us. And so I find this is a very powerful section and a good lesson for all of us.
Vanetics, a weekly podcast highlighting the teachings of Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, founders of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion, home of the Global Temple of Divine Administration. For those who feel called to serve humanity as destiny reservists, visit uaspr.org. We bid you come.